Hi there, my name is Clint Savage. I am a Fedora ambassador, and today I'm going to show you the updated version of GNOME Do 0.51. The current version that's in Fedora 9 is 0.4, and I hope to see 0.5 into Fedora 10. I'm showing this today to entice everyone to use GNOME Do. So let's start off by talking a little bit about what GNOME Do does. It's a quick, easy keyboard GUI tool where you really don't have to use your mouse so much. I'm going to use it a little bit here and there to show demonstration pieces, but it's pretty straightforward. To activate GNOME Do, you just hit the window key on your keyboard and then the space bar. This key can be remapped, so don't worry, I'll show you how to do that shortly. Simply though, I can just start typing. I can say, all right, I want to launch Firefox. So I type F-I-R-E, and you can see that it's launching Firefox web browser there. Hit the Enter key, and up comes Firefox. It's going to launch all of my favorite tabs, and you can see that I'm looking at Lindependence here, and I've got some stuff from my conference that I'm running, and a few other things. Ambassador, my calendar, so on and so forth. And it's loading my Gmail. So let's go ahead and go back to this screen here. Now I'm going to go ahead and move Windows, and I'm going to launch GNOME Do again, hitting Windows space key. This time I'm going to type in Thunderbird. TH is all I really needed to type, and it actually, when you type the characters, it will actually remember, and it will put those closer to the top as it learns, which is kind of a neat feature. Hitting Enter launches Thunderbird. There it is. And now I have some email in here about WordCamp and some other things that friends and I are working on. So that's Thunderbird in a nutshell. There's lots of other things I can do too. Say for instance I wanted to launch a terminal. So I hit the window key spacebar and I type TE. And because Thunderbird was the T, it launched that first, but terminal is my next most popular, so it launched that. And up comes my terminal. I can also make GNOME Do update my system. As you can see, up here at the top I have a little bug and it says I need to update my system. So if I type update, you can see that it starts showing and it actually provides me with the information to update my system. It'll gather that information and I can begin my system update right here from GNOME Do. If I want to review them, that sort of thing, this is the update system feature. So I just click update system and it goes out and updates the system. In the meantime, I can continue playing with GNOME Do. Let's go ahead and hit the Windows spacebar again. This time I'm actually going to type in preferences, and I'm going to hit the right arrow key, and you can see that I've got a few choices for preferences. One is the GNOME Do preferences, which is what I'm really after. So hitting enter there shows me all of my general preferences. I can change my theme, for instance, to a mini glass frame. Let's do that. And so you click close here and you hit the thing, and you'll see now that it's a different type of frame. It's kind of smaller and more petite and black and gray. But I can type preferences again, whoops, preferences, and right arrow, and you can see that I've got those preferences again. I'm a big fan of the classic, so I'll continue with that. Other things, it says show notification icon. That's this little icon right here. And you can summon GNOME Do with Superspace, it says. So that actually will pull up the preferences if you right click on it. The keyboard options, I can hide the window on first launch, which I should probably want to do because you don't want GNOME Do popping up right when you launch into your GNOME screen, or KDE, it actually works with KDE quite well. And of course you probably do want to launch GNOME Do at login. We also have our keyboard mapping. Now I actually prefer Control Alt Space, and many of you might consider some other keystroke combination. So if you just double click there, it'll actually ask you for a new accelerator. Hold down the keys that you'd like, and then when you hit all three, let off, or however many you use, and then you can actually activate GNOME Do with those keys. So these are kind of easy, neat little things that GNOME Do has as well. In addition, GNOME Do has lots of plugins. We're going to show a few of these. For example, we're going to talk about the disk mounter and unmounter. Now, because the HAL stuff does all of the GNOME mounting for us with GNOME Mount, we can actually use the disk mounter for unmounting, which is what I'm going to show. We can also search files and folders. We can do dictionary definitions, which is kind of cool. We can take screenshots. We can lock and unlock our screen. We can show the GNOME terminal, which we saw a little bit earlier, but we can also run commands inside the GNOME terminal, which is pretty neat as well. We can do Google Calendar, Google Maps, which I haven't actually played with much yet. But we can also do things like take text and put it into a paste bin automatically, and I'll show you how that works. We can talk to our friends on Pigeon. We can launch music in Rhythmbox. We can read RSS feeds. We can create Tomboy notes. We can Twitter to our friends as well. And I'll show a few of these as we get through. There's other things we can do with our windows, tiling them, and this sort of stuff as well. So let's play a little bit with GNOME Do here. I'm going to go ahead and minimize my screen, and I'm going to start by just launching with Control-Alt-Space GNOME Do. Oh, my system update finished. Control-Alt-Space. So let's go ahead and just start by unmounting the distro's mount point over there. So I just type unmount, and it gives me KS, which is also another option I have. If I tab, I can then choose to type DI distros, and it'll actually show that. If I hit the right arrow key, I'll have the choice of distros, but as I erase, you can see there's also KS. Hitting enter here will automatically unmount distros, and there it goes. Pretty neat, huh? So we can also do certain things like paste bin's a good example. To do this, I'm going to need some text, so I'll go over to my browser and I will highlight some text. Let's see if we can get a good set here. That's a good set, like this. Now if I was doing code or something, I could paste bin that as well. Hitting Control-Alt-Space again, I type paste, and it says send to paste bin, so I just hit enter, and it gives me a link, which then I can hit enter, and you can actually see it loaded it right there into my paste bin. It uses a tool called Paste2. If you use other text, it will paste it in there, clear text, that sort of thing. You can also set options for this as well. So that's pretty neat. You can also take a screenshot. So for instance, maybe I wanted to take a screenshot of my little system down here, my Conky. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Control-Alt-Spacebar, and I'm going to type in screenshot and shot. There we go. And if I hit enter, it will actually take a screenshot after I've chosen some options. So grab the whole desktop, grab the current window, we've got some choices here, click take screenshot. And what you can see now is the whole screenshot of the window, and then I could actually use GIMP, which I can launch with GNOME Do, to edit it just to take this one little part. So I just canceled out of that. I can also lock my screen, L-O-C-K, and my screen is locked. Of course, I hit my space bar and put my password in there and let me back in. I can also define terms. So say I'm talking with a friend online and he gives me a term that I've never heard before. Let's try a term like beneficial. And it'll ask me to define it, and you can actually get the dictionary, the GNOME dictionary, to define it for you right here. And there's the examples of the GNOME dictionary. Pretty cool stuff, actually. Couple last things that I'd like to show. One is, I'd like to listen to some music, so I'm going to launch my music player, but I'm really only interested in listening to Flogging Molly, so I'm going to type in Flogging, and you can see that it adds that to my play queue. I hit enter, it launches Rhythmbox for me, and it will actually load Flogging Molly in here in a moment. I've got some missing files, and so it's going through and finding those. And in a moment, we should see some Flogging Molly and be able to play that. Let's see if it shows up yet. Maybe that wasn't a good choice. Let's try something else, like, I don't know, Depeche Mode. I could spell. So there's Depeche Mode there, and there's also other Depeche Mode options, and I just did the right arrow key again. I'm going to choose Violator, and that should add that to the system. Now I should see the Violator option over here on the right, and I do, and I can play that. So that's kind of neat, too. So it's got it in the play queue, and you're not hearing it because I've got that on silent, but that's basically the idea. So I can go ahead and close off Rhythmbox. Another thing I can do, which is really neat, is I can actually IM my friend. So if I have a friend, let's just say that I want to IM my friend Jennifer. I just type Jennifer, and there she is. And I hit enter, and it pops up my buddy list, logs me in, and puts me into a discussion with Jennifer. She's obviously offline, but if I wanted to chat with her, I could then so do so, which is pretty neat. So that's a little bit of an introduction to GNOME Do, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I look forward to showing you more tools in the future.